Hayem Yem Ches Tishrei, Kitzur Biur Eifna Hei, an abridged version of the explanation of the Rebbe Rashab, explaining the fifth path that Reb Zusha Me'anipoli presented, breaking down tshuva into five different paths. So the last one is the letter Hei of the word tshuva. And the letter Hei represents the posik, Hatzneya leches im Hashem elekecha. Walk humbly with God your Lord. Which is zehirus. You should be strictly avoiding. Shaloi tihi shum blito. There should be no conspicuousness. Ukimaimer, as the saying is, la'elam yehei odom orum biyiro. That a person should be sly in his fear of God. The inyan harmumius, and what is this idea of this slyness? Who? It is shalayihyeh niker klal. It should completely not be noticeable. Yodua, it is known, the kama machsidim orishenim, many of the great chsidim of old, they would conceal themselves, they would conceal their spiritual achievements. The imis galu, and if it was revealed how spiritually great they were, they were distressed about it. The zeu avedus hatshuva, and this is the service of tshuva, habo mahatzne aleches, that comes from being humble. Now this is the idea that we're doing tshuva. What is the tshuva? There is a klipa which is called Re'uma. See who I am. I'm showing off. I am showing off Ma, my bittel. You see, I am so humble. And this idea is that true Aveda, internal Aveda is, when a person works in a way without any show off, without any conspicuousness. And this is why it's called, he is sly in his fear of heaven, he is sly to cover up that none of his beautiful Aveda and his noble Aveda should not be noticeable. This is a service of Hashem, that it shows that all your service is wholesome and complete and is for the purpose, for the sake of heaven, without any external show-off. And this is the proper tshuva, that you're doing it only for the Eibishter. You, whatever you are doing is purely for the Eibishter. So this is tshuva Yisrael, that a Jew is doing tshuva. He returns to the point that whatever he does, his service of Hashem, is not for his own sake, but it is for the sake of Hashem, that transcends the existence and the yeshus of the world.